I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Romoran, Chino Liao, and Rowan ASH checking in on the audio only version of the second half of this week's live stream, where we discuss yung mga big events from AEW. And if you missed out on all of this, then here's everything that you weren't able to catch up on. All right, so enjoy. All right, let's talk about some AEW stuff, starting with this nice little graphic that showed up in the middle of Dynamite kanina. It wasn't really even mentioned as like something Excalibur would plug. It just showed up in the middle of a match. Apparently, there's a big announcement coming next week on Dynamite. So people have been speculating that it could be related to Mercedes Moné. So this could be it. Nah, she finally gets announced as the newest member of the AEW roster. What do you guys think about this one?
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. Yun lang, I'm fine with it if Mercedes would be on AEW. Kasi AEW still has some type of partnership with New Japan, right? So, I guess tama lang.
Wala na siya sa New Japan.
Oh wait, right? Oh, I missed a lot then. This is a bad look for me. Anyway, yeah. So, she's a big free agent then. So, I guess tama lang na Tony Khan would sign her to AEW.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wanted to see her on the WWE TV again. I feel like as part of an AEW women's roster, it does her a disservice. Kasi nakikita naman natin yung treatment ng women's roster sa AEW. Diba? You get a promo in a match and then you call it the rest of the week. Diba? Maybe it gets better with her and this new format that they're trying to enforce. Sana, oh, because it only seeing somebody, a big star like Mercedes Moné every other week, it really doesn't showcase her value or the value that she brings to the roster.
I think Tony Khan is like the only person who's willing to pay Mercedes what she's worth. Right? She does deserve her back. She did draw for New Japan. That's a big deal. They got a whole legion of WWE fans, WWE only fans, so tune into Wrestle Kingdom para lang mapanood siya. So that is no easy feat. She deserves her bag just for that. And as for this announcement, sure, whatever it is. For all we know, baka take it sa naman ng all out yan, ng all in yan, diba? na ibebenta niya. So I don't wanna. Yeah, exactly.
May DLC pa na yung Fight Forever, eh. No? That's the
yeah, meron talaga. Meron talaga.
No, like a new one. No, a new DLC. Oh,
okay. Sure. I don't want to speculate on what it is. Just, you know, wait for the announcement. It's going to be a thing. If he didn't do the whole Tony Khan has a big announcement on social media, then I don't think it's that big. Kasi napaka low-key ng pagkasabi na may announcement siya.
Yeah. I think it's his way of trying to subvert na rin. Kasi we already know what to expect. We've made memes out of it, diba? Napagtawanan na siya ng internet fanbase. So at this point, I think he's just trying to stay one or two steps ahead of us.
Sure, sure. Whatever. Yeah, yeah. Okay. You go do that, TK.
AEW Australia Tour. That's the announcement. the day after Chamber.
Putting signing Mercedes could be good. May naisip akong concept, like she can be the Bryan Danielson of the women's division. Like she not only she can wrestle, she can also be involved creatively or like somewhere behind the scenes. And maybe siya na yung maging susi para mapaganda yung women's division. I don't know.
I get what you're saying, but she doesn't need to be in a backstage role to do that. I mean, all you got to do is prove that she needs to be on TV every week. And that hopefully the rest of the spots for the women on TV will come. Because hey, you can't have her on every week. Tapos wala nang iba.
Di lang yun, Rowan. You've got Serena Deeb and Emi Sakura and several other veterans there, and yet they still just get one women's match per show. So what makes you think, not just because, Sasha Banks, here's the Bryan Danielson role or capacity, it's not going to automatically increase the number of matches and segments they're booked in.
I get what he's saying.
I do think it would put more eyes.
But at the end of the day,
I'm just saying that she doesn't need to be in a backstage role. That backstage role thing, at the end of the day,
it's still systemic, right? I'm still waiting on that women's only show that he promised us, Tony Khan. Wala pa yung nangyayari ito. It became Collision for some reason. So now we'll just have to wait kung winning ba talaga siya to double down and give the women the time that they deserve.
No, all I was saying is, you put Mercedes on every week, like Sasha Banks was on every week on SmackDown, diba? So wala ka ng choice kundi to make another spot for the women. Kasi she has to be on every week. That she brings the viewers. So it's like Edge. Edge is on every week now, diba? So what do you do when you have to feature one woman every week? She's no Paige. She's no Soraya, diba? So now you have the Mercedes spot. So now you have to make the other women spot. Wala ka ng choice. Wala ka ng takas dun.
Yeah. So whatever Tony Storm is doing, then whatever Mercedes is doing, yun, dalawa na yun, di ba? And then on the other show, on Collision, whatever Julia Hart is doing, and then whatever Mercedes is doing, if you want to bring her there as well. So there. Let's move on here to another potential signing in Kazuchika Okada, who we've been speculating about for weeks and weeks and weeks. Yung latest balita is that his merch has been pulled from pro wrestling tees, but only because wala na siya sa New Japan. So yung existing merch niya at the time were linked to New Japan, but because he's no longer under contract with NJPW, his merch has been pulled. So we're all assuming that if he signs with AEW, he'll just put up a new Kazuchika Okada store, and then yun na, all systems go, Kazuchika Okada is All Elite. So may umaalma ba? Like, because like my opinion hasn't changed. Now, I still think the more interesting outcome is Okada to WWE.
Ako din eh. Ako din. I've grown warmer towards that idea simply because kahit sabihin natin hindi maganda ang treatment or hindi ideal yung treatment ng Japanese wrestlers sa WWE, I still feel like Okada has the ability to turn the tide over there. Diba? He's a once-in-a-lifetime star that basically carried New Japan on his back nung umalis na sa Shinsuke and them. And when he was the only one left, siya yung top draw nila. He essentially became their John Cena to that certain extent. Diba? So to bring him over to WWE might actually, especially under this new management, might actually do good for him. Whereas if nagpunta siya ng AEW, I don't think AEW is going to do anything different with Okada. Diba? They're still going to just offer him up as the same Okada, just under a different TV show.
Same. I still want the idea na Okada being in WWE. I still don't know what it would look like, kung maganda ba yung ikakalabas or not. I just like that idea na Okada from New Japan, will he have the same presentation from New Japan in WWE, if ever? What type of booking will he have? Will it be good? Will he wrestle every week? Will he be a special attraction? I'm just interested with the idea na he would be in WWE. He could be in NXT, like what the rumors said. Pero I don't know now if he will go to AEW. Baka he might just get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, no, I agree. I wanted to see Okada in WWE. I wanted to see if they could, you know, undo the damage that they did to Nakamura, to Kenta, a lot of other people. I wanted to see if he was going to be the next Tozawa or whatever, or the next Nakamura, which are not really like the best outcomes for him. But I wanted to see. I just wanted to see if it would
Okada
be better.
Goes on a Funaki.
Triple
run.
H.
That's what happens. He is.
Exactly. Triple H is the guy, like I said, that wanted these guys in the first place. And then I remember the story that they told about 205 Live, about Triple H wanted to push for the cruiserweight division. It was his baby. Then Vince, you know, took it back, or took it from him. And then he kind of did this Vince thing, and then just, you know, relegated the cruiserweights to being a small deal on 205 Live. And then when he reverted control to Triple H, he didn't really want to do anything much with it anymore. So parang may history siya of, you know, dropping the toys like Andy. And I don't know. Maybe that's what happened to Nakamura. Maybe that's what happened to Kenta, to Tozawa. But otherwise, I wanted to see if he was going to make up for it with Okada. Say, Okada's not just anyone. You know, he is one of the biggest stars in the world, even though a lot of WWE-only fans will say, who the fuck is this guy? Who the fuck is this Japanese guy? But the history, the reputation is there. The reputation has entered the room before he did. And once once a lot of fans make him a big deal, once WWE legitimizes him, he will be a big deal. So, sayang talaga. I just wanted to see that happen.
Maganda tong sinabi ni Glendale. What if Okada debuted at WrestleMania? I was actually thinking about this a few minutes ago. Na Seth Rollins still has no challenger at WrestleMania, kind of like 2 years ago. And then he's there. It's like, come out, whoever you are. And then out comes Okada, like Cody Rhodes did 2 years
really
ago.
Doing, coin drop. Really doing this again?
The coin drops.
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind. Kung yun yung mangyayari, ah, like, sure, let's do 2022 all over again for Seth Rollins. For Seth only.
I also wouldn't mind. Kung yun yung end... kung yun yung end game nila, surprises with Okada, why the hell not? Diba? I'm all for it. It's a good surprise. Yes, gas-gas na yung trope na yun, but it's still... It's gas-gas siya because it works. You know, that's what I always say.
But it's like the same person who did it. So bad. I'm sad that maybe if it were someone else, but you know, it's literally the same guy who's left with no challenger.
Was it Seth's fault a tricep got injured?
Oh, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, it works because it works, you know. So why fix a dead horse or something like that?
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita-kits!
One last thing here. Yung mga rumors about Okada going to AEW have gotten stronger over the past week because of his friendship with the Young Bucks, who, as we all know, are EVPs in AEW. And that had to be said. Moving on, the rankings have returned. So let's show them on the screen here. Yan, right after Dynamite went off the air, in-upload ng AEW social media team yung rankings. So hindi na nila nilagay yung win-loss records unlike before. Dati meron pa nga yung parang winning streak, parang power rankings in sports leagues. But now, as they are, yan lang. When I took a look at them, I was like, okay, kind of makes sense given yung positioning nila. I'm not sure if Deonna Purrazzo at number one makes so much sense given that she's only had like 2 or 3 matches. But everything else, I can't really.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We argue much with them.
I don't know if this is a good idea because AEW did not really follow the ranking system back then. I mean, for some occasions, they didn't. But what they did instead is just book a wrestler who they think deserves a title shot based on storylines. So, oh, yeah. Have them booked in a single elimination tournament, which is not bad at all, and mas prefer ko pa nga yun eh. Kasi parang yung ranking system, mahirap siya ma-maintain and it's hard to keep track on. On paper, it sounds good. I once did it with WWE games, pero parang I got lost with it. Parang ang hirap i-control. How are you gonna handle the win-loss record? Parang kasi there's gonna be like the stipulations and other factors like injury. How are you gonna change the ranking system with that? So I guess why not book it normally, like with just single elimination tournaments or like how the storyline goes, and I think the ranking system only works if the roster is small.
Definitely right. May point yun. The ranking system works when the roster is small. That's what I said last week. When I compared it to the round robin tournament, the Continental Classic, it worked. That worked a lot because there were only like 10 guys, or 12 guys. Sorry. So it was easy to keep track of, and that made sense. This one doesn't make as much sense. It makes sense in a way that it's easy to manipulate to get what you want, to get the stories you want. But looking at it now, yeah, a lot of the chat is asking, bakit si ganyan number 5, but si ganyan number 2? It doesn't quite explain, doesn't show its work, how it got there. So it's going to piss off, you know, some of the real sports sticklers, the real math figure nerds, stats nerds, diba? And it's one of those things that mukhang half-baked na, because as Rowan said, there's no way to do this but to be half-baked unless you're completely plugged in on all your numbers and you know tracing all the things on a
ano ba yung PER nina John Silver at Alex Reynolds ba't sila naging number 2
exactly.
Tsaka, hindi ko din gets kung because like in the men's division, can we put back the graphic here for a bit, Jasper? Thank you. In the men's division, you have 4 singles titles going at it at the same time. So, paano na lang din decide na number 1 siya for this particular title?
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi sa ibang combat sports, may weight classes sila, diba? In boxing, you got the different promotions. So, paano gagawin ng AEW yan? Who's to say Swerve is the number 1 contender for the heavyweight championship? What if he's the number 1 contender for the Continental Championship, di ba? Paano nila i-decide yun? Mm-hmm. Especially with the women, di ba? Itong women, dalawa din yung title nila, di ba? So, is Deonna Purrazzo automatically the number 1 contender for Toni Storm or for Julia Hart?
For both.
Di ba? Parang confusing din siya eh, kasi hindi nila define ng maayos kung paano ba talaga tumatakbo tong rankings.
Yeah.
Yeah, great points all around. I mean, from the outside perspective, baka sabihin nyo na, no, you're nitpicking. Pero hindi, when you introduce a very complicated system that should simplify things, but instead overcomplicates things further, you're bound to run into these questions because diba, the point of communities like ours, podcasts like ours, is to think about wrestling and to think about it more than just it being the lowest common denominator. So, yeah, these questions are good. And I hope na masagot sila ni TK, di ba, ng AEW. Because otherwise, if you just ignore it conveniently, edi katawa-tawa lang ulit yung pagbabalik ng rankings. And then someone else might speak up again and say, na, you know what, let's do away with the rankings.
Baka ito yung big announcement niya. He's gonna explain to us what the rankings are. That's the big announcement.
We'll see. We'll see next week on Dynamite. Let's finish things up here with Hangman versus Swerve 3, which has been announced for Dynamite next week. So the winner goes on to face Samoa Joe at Revolution. So what do you think is going to happen here? Who will be the number one contender heading into March 3?
Swerve.
Swerve.
Me.
I was actually thinking that it would be a schmazzy finish and then triple threat.
But I want Swerve.
You kind of need a pure baby face in there because Joe is a heel and Swerve is a heel, even though Swerve is super hot.
You know, like I want Swerve to win because he's like red hot right now. So they might as well capitalize on that.
I mean, doesn't really matter who wins. I don't think Joe is dropping the title.
It does. It does matter who wins. Because if Swerve goes on to have a one-on-one shot, na-legitimize siya lalo. Kasi eto na eh. This is him starting the main event run finally. And I think it should go there. Yeah, you're right. Na may big chance that it's gonna be a three-way. Pero I don't want to see Swerve versus Hangman yet again, even with Joe in the mix. Oh, so the question as to whether who's the face, I don't care. I don't care if it's a heel story. Because people want to cheer Swerve, people want to cheer Joe. It's not gonna matter who the heel is. People want to see that level of brutality from both guys.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sige. We've got time here before we end the live stream. Let's talk about this thing from AEW, something that Chino pointed out nung nagpre-prod kami. So over the week, let's start with Collision muna. So their main event was the Trios cage match, diba, between FTR and Daniel Garcia versus the House of Black. And then there was a bit of confusion with the stipulation kasi ang sinabi nila is that it's an elimination tag match, at least that's what the graphic said. And then yung biglang nangyari is you have to escape the cage. So dun pa lang there was a bit of confusion. And then in comes Dave Meltzer who claimed na AEW changed the stipulation of the Trios cage match dahil according to Dave Meltzer, House of Black didn't want to get pinned. So nangyari after the cage match on Collision, the members of House of Black all responded on Twitter. Then si Brody King kinlarify niya na the wording of the stipulation was changed on the graphic pero hindi raw nila kasalanan yun kasi hindi naman nila alam. So what do you guys think about how this all went down? Kasi honestly, medyo magulo siya given how everything happened. Kasi I came into the match, I was actually confused. I was also expecting na it would be elimination style. So biglang, you have to escape the cage. So what happened here?
Okay, I'll start. The wording I saw from Meltzer was that Malakai Black didn't want a job. So I didn't think of that as them not wanting to get pinned. I thought of that as them not wanting to lose. And then you see the cage, you see the match, and then Malakai was the last to remain in the cage. So he lost big time for his team. So yeah. That to me explains that Meltzer was wrong. Regardless of whether he wanted to be pinned or not, he still lost. That was still a big L for their team because it was such a big match, diba? So I'm willing to believe the House of Black here. I'm also willing to believe the whole hullabaloo about the stipulation wording and how it was promoted, diba? So it's one of those things. That's kind of messed up because it not only tries to tell people na mali yung sinabi ng but it also maligns the people involved and paints them, you know, to be wrestlers who didn't want to do business, right? Which I don't think is the case because they've lost so many times. So it doesn't add up as to why they wouldn't want to lose yet again. I wanted them to win, yes, but I don't believe they didn't want to lose either.
Nakakatawa lang yung pinost ni Buddy Murphy yung record niya just to show na anong sinasabi mo, di ako natatalo. it's a good retort. Man. It's like a self-burn and a burn at once. But anyway, I think it's also an internal problem on AEW's end, di ba? To have something like this be blown out of proportion. Kasi kung pinunta nila yung graphic, then somebody, I guess, should have informed them via internal chat or whatever na ganito na yung mangyayari instead of it looking like it was done on the fly because of some absurd reason. Diba? I feel like it's important to keep your talent in the mix kasi at the end of the day, sila yung lumalabas sa TV, diba? So what, and now it looks like they're blaming a graphic artist.
Good point.
Or PR person for this, diba? Parang hindi naman tama din yun. But at the same time, it's also important to have like to keep everything internal Diba? I don't know kung sino yung nagsabi kay Meltzer na ganito yung nangyari. But that guy should be fired or whatever. Kasi ang gulo eh. Gumulo siya eh. Hindi naman kailangan umabot sa ganito, pero gumulo lang siya lalo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very unfortunate situation. Si Brody King also pointed out na si Dax was getting roasted on Twitter kasi kung ano-ano yung sinabi niya, di ba? Like, he got the name of the city wrong and then mali din yung nabanggit niya in the pre-tape. Pero yeah, live kasi yun eh. So, sinasabi ni Brody King na these things happen on live television even when the cameras are rolling. So, you know, I want to commend Brody here kasi at least yung fellow talent niya, hindi niya thinro under the bus. Ang laking bagay pa rin nun, even if, you know, in storyline kalaban mo yun, you're still selling the same product. And in not throwing your fellow talent under the bus, diba, you're at least protecting pa rin yung product. Kasi yun pa rin yung pinaka-importante, diba? The product that you put out there on TV. And it's really unfortunate na you know, some change in wording or whatever caused so much confusion with the understanding kung ano yung magiging main event nitong collision over the weekend. On that note, we are going to wind down here with the live stream. Marami pa tayong pag-uusapan sa audio-only feed natin. So if you want to hear our predictions for NXT Vengeance Day, our thoughts on the new commentators for both Raw and SmackDown, and some thoughts on the Judgment Day and the Hardys, go check out the audio-only episode that will hit your feeds over the weekend. For now, let's get to some plugs. We're going to start with Chino.
I am back for the time being, back for quite some time. So I'm kicking things off with my first show, first stand-up show of the year, Super Sam Tomas Morato, Scout Torilio Street, Quezon City, this Wednesday with a showcase of comedians from Comedy Manila. It's free entrance, guys. You don't have to pay anything. It happens early on a Wednesday night. So wala na kayong excuse. Baka makaisip pa kayo. But if you want to go, please drop by Super Sam Tomas Morato, February 7. Show starts at 8 p.m.
Ikaw, Ruben.
Same plug. I'll be writing my SmackDown review, and please read it. And I might write an MWF 2024 wish list, so stay tuned.
All right. Ro?
Hey, you said that, so I'm holding you to it. You know, just follow us on TikTok, Wrestling2XPod. Follow me on Instagram, Shang.Daddy, on both Instagram and TikTok as well. So, yeah, just follow us. Pasabays on Monday, Elimination Chamber, Feb 24. So stay tuned for all of those.
Yeah. For me naman, if anybody's watching Game 1 of the PBA Finals tomorrow at MOA, I'm going to be doing hype man duties over there. Go say hi if you see me. And buy me a coffee, please. I would appreciate that. For Game 2 naman on Sunday, I'm going to be calling that on PBA Radio sa 918 Sports AM. So, yan. Both games will be in the evening for Friday and Sunday. So there. Thank you so much to everybody who caught the stream. Neil, thank you for making us a part of your evening drive, man. That means a lot. Thank you, Adore / Ali, for always being a part of our podcasts. And everybody
outcast.
Who... Oh, sangang outcast tulad namin.
Yeah.
Thank you for always joining us and making us a part of your routine. And please take a moment to hit that follow button on Spotify in case you haven't yet. Patin in sa YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for all of the work that they do behind the scenes. We'll catch you next week for our Pick of the Week special and our Weekend Reactions episode. On behalf of Ro Moran, Rowan ASH, and Chino Liao, my name is Stan C. This has been another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Later, weirdos.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Peace, outcasts.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.